A very good afternoon from the sports team. Bafana Bafana are in action against Uganda in the AFCON qualifier. If you didn't know, Bafana Bafana have qualified for AFCON with two matches to spare. South Sudan went and beat Congo last night to guarantee Bafana a spot in the continental showpiece. Let's have a look at what's happening there. 27 minutes into the match, or 31 minutes, I should rather say. It is still nil all. Bafana seem to have had a lot of the ball, 61% of the possession so far with two shots, but zero on target. So they're going along nicely in the first half hour there. Moving to rugby news, Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus has gone with a 5-3 split on his bench for tomorrow's clash against England. It's a big change from the 7-1 split that he went with against Scotland. And Coach Rassie explains why he's gone with the 5-3.
For us to make sure we can handle their kicking game, which seems to be something that they really fall back on, and their rush defence, that will certainly have a heavy toll on our backs. That's where we went with a 5-3 split. And then hopefully our forwards are fresh from not playing all of them 80 minutes except Evan Etzebeth.
So the weekend's international rugby starts tonight. Ireland take on Argentina. That should be a pretty good game. Then tomorrow, Scotland, they take on Portugal. And then the big one, later in the evening, after the Springboks play England, France host the All Blacks. Then finishing with some tennis from the ATP Finals. World number one Jannik Sinner is into the last four. The Italian beat Daniel Medvedev 6-3, 6-4 yesterday to book a spot in the semi-finals. American Taylor Fritz is also into the last four. He beat Aussie Alex de Minaur in three sets yesterday. And Fritz says that it was a tough one.
It was really tough because he was playing so tough from the ground. I felt like I really needed some first serves. I needed free points because from the baseline, he was just straight up beating me. So, yeah, it was massive just to get through those games, kind of just fight for every point and buy myself time to then start finding my serve and, you know, start to kind of take a little bit of the pressure off those serve games.
In the other group, there's action on the go at the moment. Alexander Zverev up against Carlos Alcaraz. It's second versus third seed, and it is on serve there, 2-1 to the German. And then later, Casper Ruud will take on Andrei Rublev. That'll finalize the final two players in the semifinals. That's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.
So the roads are getting busy and congested, making travel this afternoon a little bit more challenging. To add to this, many vehicles reported broken down province-wide, especially on arterial routes like the N3 at Ashburton, Fields Hill, and now the Spaghetti Junction. The more serious ones include on the M4 Southern Freeway near Clarewood, approaching the Quality Street turn off, an accident involving a car and a pedestrian. Then on Tara Road in Mirbank near Duranta, there's a biker down. Emergency services are on scene. You'll find a crash scene on the top of Key Ridge on the N3 heading up to PMB as well. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team Info, Andy James here with you. I'm Session Mudliar.
Report traffic now. SMS traffic to